o'clock hour of Wildy's House
begins now, and we roll on with our Packers conversation. For those of you like... Oh, I'm sorry. You need something?
No.
No.
What the heck was that?
Go Brewers.
Need a towel?
That was. For those of you who are like, who's again? Crancy. We'll shift back to the crew as our good friend Bill Schroeder will join us, who Jesse bumped into at a beer stand at the ballpark because he's not calling any games because they're all national now. Why is that, by the way?
Yeah, we got to find a way. That's picking up momentum on social media. We got to find a way to get the local broadcasters to be part of the postseason broadcasts.
So
our guys like Levo, they're doing radio, right?
Yeah.
So I was
picking up. The girls had various practices last night, so I was in the car for a good chunk of the game. So I got Levo and Lane Grindle for much of the game because I was in the car for that much. And Levo dropped a bold strategy cotton. We'll see if it pays off for him. Reference on the bunt. Was that our guy, Petulant Pete, that tried that?
Petulant Pete did try a bunt at some point.
Yeah, late in the game.
Yeah, very petulant yesterday. Very petulant.
Yeah, petulant. On the peninsula. He's a petulant
person.
Didn't he
hit a home run, too?
No, he had a two-run single. Big play in the first inning. He was feeling it yesterday.
Yeah. Him and his hoop earring that Barry Alvarez used to like.
Don't you think if you're going to squeeze, like the safety squeeze, if you're going to squeeze, do a suicide squeeze. No?
Do they still call it that?
The squeeze what? Play. It's the squeeze.
Oh, we've got.
No, there's a safety squeeze and a suicide squeeze.
I know. Much like Rich Bisaccia calls the Gunners Flyers now, I was wondering if they had changed the nomenclature.
What did
there.
They change it to?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
The non-survival squeeze? Or what?
The more dangerous squeeze. The unsafe squeeze. I don't know.
Right.
I was just curious. I asked the question. I'm sorry I did. Nevertheless. Yeah,
I assumed you had an answer when you asked that question. But my point is, if you're going to do that, and I know Murph after the game said you should have just went. Make the guy make a pickup, a throw, a catch, and a tag.
Yeah.
And
agreed.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, you're right. And Murph agrees with you.
That was another big play in that game. And
that was not Quinn Priester's fault.
Not executed as well as it needed to be.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said another example of what you were talking about earlier about Quinn Priester. It's not all his fault.
Plenty of stuff, exactly.
Yeah. So you're a big Tucker Kraft guy, and not just because he's a big pickler guy. You like the cut of his jib.
I just like the way he approaches things. He's physical. He's tough. He's a G carrier. He's a big-time G carrier.
So he made a comment the other day where he basically said, our offense is better when I touch the ball at least once every drive, which felt like a little bit of a, he's right, but when you say it yourself, I'd rather hear Jordan Love say, we're better when we get tuck the ball on every drive, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Am I being unfair?
Yes, you are being unfair. I think Tucker Kraft is a captain. He's elevating himself into becoming one of, if not the best, all-in tight end in this league. And I think I heard Orlovsky on Unsportsmanlike this morning talking about quarterbacks and kind of saying that Trevor Lawrence had to get built back up as a quarterback because of Urban and the staff buried him.
Yeah.
You need your players to go out on the field, especially your field tilters, and think, I'm the best, like old boy in Talladega Nights. I'm the best that ever was. I don't want my guys going out there and, you know, you can fake humility if you want, Tucker Kraft thinks he's one of the best tight ends in the league, and he thinks he should get the football. And I don't have one problem in anything with him saying it. Now, go out and do it, but I don't think he's wrong.
I don't think he's wrong. But, like, if Greg Jennings says that, especially at certain points of his tenure, I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
Well, the good news is...
What are you saying?
What I am saying is someone said that to Jordan Love, and it resulted in Jordan Love saying what I wanted him to say instead of Tucker Kraft. Here's Jordan Love talking about how different the Packers' offense is when Tucker Kraft is more involved.
Man, I think anytime you can get Tuck the ball, I think good things happen. So he's definitely one of our best players. And, you know, I think when we get him the ball, like I said, good things happen. So I think we need to keep getting him the ball and trying to. But at the same time, you know, sometimes things come up. Defenses got a plan to try and take certain guys away, things like that. So it might not always happen, but I do think good things happen when he gets the ball.
So he thinks good things happen when Tuck gets the ball. Taush, so, do you know Tuck?
Just so I understand your mindset on this,
What
didn't you like about, you thought Tucker was not being humble enough when he said that?
I just thought that that is the kind of thing that if your quarterback says it, it just, I think it resonates more than me saying I need, you know, good things happen when I get the ball. That's all. More importantly.
Would you have a problem with Ja'Marr Chase saying that or Jay Jettis?
No.
So Tucker doesn't have the resume you want for him to say what he said.
Ja'Marr Chase has 32 catches despite not playing with his
preferred Ja'Marr Chase is stud. Yeah. My Tucker point Kraft- when I brought up Trevor Lawrence was that you need to have that mentality. Like, you can be a nice player, and you can be delusional. Like, I don't mind. If you want to be delusional... Be delusional on the positive side of things, if that's how you feel. And I think Tucker's, he's feeling himself a little bit. And I think he is thinking, you know, what a lot of us are thinking. The offense is really good when you find a way to get him the football. He breaks tackles. He turns up the field. It's just, he is a difference maker. And Jordan Love's quote there pretty much, I guess, put a stamp on what Tucker said.
Agreed. Here's the issue that I have. He has 16 catches. Is that because they're not trying to get him the ball enough? Because
yeah, well, and he also busted his knee up, and we didn't even think he was going to play.
He played 80% of the snaps
one
that
catch.
Game. Yeah.
No, I understand.
I actually have a point to this, believe it or not.
Oh, okay, good.
And that
like
is...
Del Griffith said that makes everything more interesting.
Actually, I think Neil Page told Del Griffith that, if
Thank
you want to
you,
be
corrector.
Technical.
Thank you, corrector. I think, Jesse, put a little tally up. I'm going to,
tally-ho.
Not intentionally, but it will happen. And just how many times Jason corrects me, because it's at 3 already and we're only an hour 15 in. Okay, Jason, go ahead.
The question that I was driving at by bringing this up is Tucker Kraft as good as we think he is?
Oh.
And how good he thinks he is. Because if that's true, then they're not getting him the ball enough. They played 4 games. He has 16 catches. That is an average of 4 catches per game. He had the 1 6-catch, 124-yard game. In the other 3 games, he has a not-so-grand total of 101 total receiving yards. Now, is that because he's not as good as... Because, look, let's be clear for the YouTubers and everybody else. I am a huge believer in Tucker Kraft. I was ahead of the curve on him. I think he's really good. But his numbers don't say, I'm one of the best tight ends in football. Why is that? Why? Because if we're going to like, if we're gonna sit here and we're crowning him and we have had some... We've had some instances where we've crowned people earlier than we should have, including the Packers' defense.
A little premature crowning, huh? Some premature crowning.
I was trying to avoid that phrase, but yes, that's exactly what we're guilty of. My question is he only have 16 catches because the Packers aren't doing enough of a good job to get him the ball, prompting him to say this, or is he not as good as we think he is? That's the question I wanted to ask. And I would argue that they're not doing a good enough job of getting him the ball frequently enough. That would be my position.
Okay.
Dead air.
So then why do you have a problem? Then I still don't understand why you have a problem with him saying it then.
Well, first of all, I don't know that he said it. A reporter posed that to Jordan Love. And I've never heard Tucker Kraft say it. So now I'm even more intrigued by this whole thing.
All right. So did we play sound of Tucker saying this, or is this back channel that you thought you heard? Because
we did not play sound of him saying this.
I
we
don't
played
care
Jordan Love.
Either way. I want Tucker Kraft to be a dog, and I want him to want the ball. And from Green Bay's standpoint, you got a lot of mouths to feed. You got everybody wanting Matthew Golden to emerge. Agreed. Romeo Dobbs, he wants the ball. Wicks wants to be the guy. Heath, and then people are like, well, what's wrong with Musgrave? Why didn't he ever? Tucker Kraft has proven he had the big game against Washington. And then he has not really done a ton on the other stuff. He wants to get more opportunities to do that. And I think he should get more opportunities. Let's take a look and see if he can replicate what happened in that Washington game. I believe that this is more about there was talk. I mean, there was a panic after he hurt himself in that Thursday practice.
No doubt.
That he was going to miss time. And you can't just – I was shocked, so much so that I Steinhoffled Musgrave because I was convinced listening to y'all's reportage – that he wasn't going to play, and he goes plays 86% of the snaps. That doesn't mean he's free flow and full on ready to roll.
Hey, you're out now, there. You get judged. That's what I was told.
I'm not arguing that, but you're going to be judged. But that doesn't mean that my expectations, understanding that you got a knee. Now you had a week. You're rested. You probably got some pickleball in over at the Pickler up in Green Bay. Check it out. Now you go see and see he's fresh. Let's go. And if that is the case, I want Jordan Love finding him, and I do want Matt LaFleur to kind of figure out different unique ways to get his guy, because one long ago on this very show, we were talking, this is pre-draft, this is pre-Golden, this was pre-injury to Jaden Reed. This offense going to run through its tight ends and Tucker Kraft in particular.
Right. A lot of two tight
That's
ends, we thought.
That's what the conversation was. And let's just put it this way. It wasn't just us two gabbing about it. It was people that you talk to that were talking and saying, yeah, he's our best player. This is what it's going to be. And just because you draft Matthew Golden, 23rd overall, Tucker Kraft's got a big old C on his chest. They want him to get the football. And I would bet in this next phase of offense, he is going to see it more. And I think he'll produce. So it's a very easy, they need to find different ways to get him the football.
All right, we need to get ready for Bill Schroeder, so we need to play trivia. Jesse, what's today's category and what caller would you like?
Today's trivia category, looking ahead to the Green Bay Packers and the Cincinnati Bengals this weekend. Packers-Bengals through the years. A lot of memorable games played between these two teams, even though they don't play that frequently.
Packers, I bet I could, without looking at the show sheet, I bet I could give an answer right now.
I bet you could, so you better not.
I thought you look at the show sheet all the time, and that was just a miss.
I do.
I do.
Okay. Antoine blank and blank. I wonder if that's on there.
Whoa, Nelly!
Caller 13 right now. Caller 13 for trivia, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 13 plays trivia after Tausch tells us about Kohler Services.
Indeed, with a refreshing offer for a new bath or shower remodel from Kohler Services. And this month only, get zero interest financing for 12 months and a free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Well, my old pal Chris from Ooseburg, one of their many skilled installers, they'll demo your existing bath or shower. We did that, removes it, disposes it, before installing your brand new dream shower. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down.
Can't wait to talk to Bill Schroeder, but we can't do that until we play trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Let's welcome in our contestant. It is JJ in Dodgeville. JJ, good morning. How are you?
Hey, you guys. How are you doing?
JJ, can I ask you a personal question?
You bet you can.
How old are you?
That's kind of personal.
That's very personal.
57.
Okay. I just there's some history here in these questions, and I want to see what your chances were. I like your chances. Tausch, you participating in this? Do you have a sheet?
Yeah, I got question two, just like the show sheet says. Yep.
Okay, thanks for reading. Question one.
We
then,
always
JJ.
Follow the show sheet exactly for trivia.
Indeed. Yeah, for sure. JJ, question number one is this. Brett Favre replaced an injured Don Majkowski in 1992 and threw the game-winning touchdown pass to complete a 24-23 comeback win against the Bengals. He also held for the extra point and took his hand off the ball before it was actually kicked.
I love you guys.
Which player caught the famous last-second touchdown pass? Was it Sterling Sharp, Kittrick Taylor, or Tucker Kraft?
Sterling Sharp. Kendrick.
Kittrick Taylor, famous catch 1992. Let's bounce back with question number two. Tausch.
All right. Which of these statements is not true about the last time the Bengals and the Packers played? The starting quarterbacks were Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow. Mason Crosby finished the game 4-for-7 kicking field goals. Or Evan McPherson kicked a game-winning field goal as time expired in overtime.
Go there.
It's a hard question, too. Yes. Struggling. Correct answer C. Evan McPherson kicked a game-winning field goal as time expired in overtime. What actually happened,
Jesse? Is it McPherson,
Jesse?
Or did I say it right, McPherson?
I thought we weren't going to correct him, Tausch. I thought you were a supportive teammate.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I thought it was.
Well, if you just said it right, I'd have got the question right.
Yeah. Jay.
Tausch, I didn't ask the question.
Tausch said it correctly. Evan McPherson is the kicker for the Bengals. The Packers won that game despite Mason Crosby going 4-for-7 kicking field goals because he was 3-for-6 at one point, but eventually the Packers got the ball back and kicked the game winner in overtime. That was the one where they kept going back and forth. Everybody was missing field goals at the end of regulation and overtime.
I'm a little disappointed that the game in which Brett Favre had the ball taken out of his hand when Mark Tauscher was on the field did not make it onto these questions. JJ, last chance to bounce back here.
Well,
question three.
All right.
If it was Dairy Queen guy that did it, I would have considered, but it was the Burger King guy, so we don't.
What's
it's different.
Burger King? No, never mind. All right, JJ, we got to get this one right. No pressure. Although pressure is a
privilege. No.
In which of these years did the Green Bay Packers most recently defeat the Cincinnati Bengals at Lambeau Field in a game that finished in regulation? The options are.
Is right.
Yeah. 1992, 1995, or 1998. And I don't even know the answer to this.
Come on, JJ.
1992.
Oh. The golden sombrero.
Oh. A perfect day.
The imperfect trivia. 1995.
Yeah.
The correct answer, which is before I start covering the team. Antoine Odom with his 5 sacks in a game didn't make this trivia. The guy stealing the ball from Favre.
Jesse's right. There's a lot of good history with Bengals.
For as infrequently as the Packers and Bengals play, there are a lot of fun games.
Yeah. JJ, not so good history for you.
Not very fun for me.
Yeah, exactly.
JJ.
You got one entry, though, because you were the proper caller.
It only takes one.
Exactly. Thanks, JJ. We appreciate you.
You bet. Love you guys. Bye. Love you guys.
That was JJ. That was JJ. He went 0 for 3. We will talk to Bill Schroeder. Ask him how many times. What was his worst game as a pro, you think? You think he had like a 4-strikeout game like JJ just did?
I'm sure he has. Yeah, that happens.
Happens to the best of them.
I would bet that he probably did.
Who had a rougher night, Priester or JJ?
Priester.
Yeah.
Bill Schroeder joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
A man who joined Jesse Nelson at a beer stand at AmFam Field. A guy who I would argue, of all my bobbleheads, this one of Bill Schroeder as like 1970s John Travolta dancing guy is one of the GOATs. Also one of the GOATs when it comes to calling Brewers games as the color analyst. He's the man behind Brewers Fantasy Camp and the greatest assistant girls varsity basketball coach in Martin Luther High School history. It is Bill Schroeder on Wilde and Tausch. Billy, how you doing, Rock?
What an intro. Man, I you can send me a tape of that anytime I have a speaking engagement. I'd like to use that. That's fantastic. Wow.
Well, you know, we love you around here.
Yeah, well, the Martin Luther assistant basketball coach was one of my finest hours. You know, it was a way for me to get ready for spring training back in the old days.
More importantly, it made us all feel cool because we had a Major League Baseball player in our high school, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to make you feel crummy. We just had our trivia contestant go 0 for 3 on the questions. Did you ever have one of those games where you like went 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts?
Of course I did. Yeah, I mean, my first ever game at Yankee Stadium, I think it was 0 for 5 with 4 strikeouts. The one time I did put the ball in play was a swinging bunt, you know, right back to the pitcher, and I couldn't have been happier about it. So, but yeah, I struck out a little bit. You know, I was one of those guys that I didn't take the 2-strike approach very well. So it's kind of like the guys these days, you know. I would have been.
I was gonna say that's the new age guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, home runs, walks, and strikeouts. I mean, the three results that everybody's looking for these days.
The result that we are looking for is to hear you more often on the call in the playoffs with all of our favorite play-by-play guys. Jesse would like to, after he's done having a beer with you at the beer stand. Which, by the way, What did you think when you do you bump into random people all the time? Like, did you even know who Jesse was? Were you sure who he was? Did he have? I know he introduced himself to make sure you weren't in an awkward spot. How did that interaction go?
Well, you know, I know the name. You know, I know that he calls and, you know, sets these things up and stuff like that. But, you know, the face kind of escaped me initially. But once he said his name, I knew exactly who it was. But, you know, I was down there. You know, I was down at the craft beer stand, you know, before the game, hooking up with some friends. You know, we had some friends that were at the ballpark. And I was down there, and it's amazing. You know, people come by, and, you know, it's like a half an hour before the game, and I've got a beer in my hand, and people want to take pictures. I mean, do you have time? I know you got to get back to the booth and do the game. I mean, ordinarily, I would not be in the concourse drinking beer a half an hour before a telecast.
No!
I'm not, you know, not back in the old days, you know, the 50s and 60s where guys would, you know, imbibe a little bit as the game went on. So, no, it was fun. It was a good time down there. I mean, ran into a lot of folks and took pictures and signed autographs and had a couple of beers. I mean, I had a couple of people actually buy me a beer. That was
nice.
Even better.
Jesse, yeah. Buy you one?
So I was kind of hoping Bill would buy me one.
No, it was kind of, we just kind of scraped paint, and he just kept going. So, you know, but no, it was nice. I enjoyed that. I did not go to game one. Went to game two. I will not be. I'm not in Wrigley. Actually, I'm at home. So. I'll probably end up going to game five if necessary. I hope that's not necessary. So, but I will be at that game for sure.
So I have admitted that I am nervous. I was nervous about them even facing the Cubs. And then they got up 2-0. And I was thinking, okay, I was totally wrong about this. And then last night happens. And now we don't know what the plan is for today in terms of how they're going to pitch this. Tell me why I shouldn't be worried, Rock.
I would, you know, I think what you're thinking is of past Brewer teams that didn't do well in the – this is a completely different unit and a different group of guys. I mean, this pitching staff and this defense is next to none. I mean, they are outstanding. I mean, the Brewers' bullpen has been unbelievable, you know, in this series. The Cubs had 4 runs in the first inning. And in the rest of the game, 7 innings, they shut him down. The bullpen's been great, you know. And in game 2, Murph decided to go with a bullpen game. You know, he starts with Ashby and then a long line of guys coming through the game, and they ended up winning that game handily. So I'm not concerned at all. I mean, it is awfully difficult to sweep any team. I mean, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the Colorado Rockies that lost, you know, well over 100 games. But when you're in the playoffs, and, you know, you're competing with the best teams in baseball. It's awfully difficult to sweep. I'm very confident about, you know, tonight's game. I think the guys are going to come back, start swinging the bats again. But as long as you've got the pitching and the defense that the Brewers have, they're always going to be in games. They were a couple of hits away from winning yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So, Rock, what? Not that Murph is calling you today, but he has not announced yet, at least that I know of, who's going to pitch. You obviously got Freddie available. What would you do if you were in Murph's shoes tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the bullpen game, it worked pretty well in game 2. I would say, if I were Murph, and I'm not Murph, and I don't pretend to be as smart as Murph, but I would save Freddie for a potential game 5. There's no doubt about that. I know they would like to put the Cubs away here, but I think the way the Brewers bullpen has been, I mean, you can go a long laundry list of different pitchers that you can go through right now. But I would give Freddie a little bit extra time, you know, to pitch. They have not announced a starter. I mean, publicly, I've even texted some of my inside guys, and they said we don't know who he's going to put out there on the mound today. So It worked pretty well. It worked pretty well last time. I'm talking about guys that normally, if they would know who's pitching tonight, they would tell me. They don't know. So he's keeping that pretty close to the vest. I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be another bullpen game, because it worked pretty well in game 2.
Outside of Ashby and getting, you know, giving up the 3-run home run, we had a fan kind of say, well, you know, the Cubs have been so good in the first inning. in this series. Krancy. That's when they've scored of Krancy a bunch of their runs. What if you go McGill to start the game to kind of snuff this first inning stuff out that the Cubbies are doing? What do you think of that plan?
I don't think that's a really good plan. I think that I would not. I would not be. I would not be. I'm glad you're not managing, by the way. So, having
too.
McGill start the game, I'm not really in on that. There's a lot of different guys that you can go with. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they started Ashby again. I mean, Aaron has been fantastic. I mean, he made the one bad pitch to Suzuki and he hit the ball out of the ballpark. But other than that, I mean, this guy, when he's on, he's fantastic. But, this entire bullpen, this pitching staff has been great all season long. I'm very confident they're going to be able to get the job done no matter what Murph decides to do. I think that he's grinding over the fact that how he wants to get through the game. I think if Freddie was the starter tonight, and I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there, he would have announced that already. So, we'll see. We'll see how he does it. He has been a wizard all season long. It's been amazing the decisions that he and the baseball ops people have made. And I'm confident about tonight's game. My only problem is, am I going to be able to stay up for the whole game? It's an 8 o'clock start.
That's late.
I'm in bed.
It's a late start.
I'm starting to crawl up the stairs at about 9:30. So we'll see.
Talking with Bill Schroeder on Wilde and Tausch. In all seriousness, and we're all advancing ages on this program, except for Jesse, who's a night owl. I still don't get there. The other game is in L.A. And they're starting like 3 o'clock local time there. What are we doing?
I don't know what baseball's thinking. I mean, it's a West Coast game. I mean, it makes sense to start that game later, have the Brewers maybe – have a 4 o'clock start. I'm not sure what is involved in making those decisions. I know that, there's a lot of games still, going on right now. So, we'll see, but, I agree. Who was it that started at 9 o'clock at night? I mean, that was a Philly game, wasn't it? 9 o'clock Eastern time the other night.
I thought it was the Yankees that started at 9, and that's why the game didn't end until after midnight Eastern.
That's what it was. Yeah, you're right. That's crazy.
Bill, we teased Jesse about his workload, and now he's trying to get you to work more because he and many fans would like there to be a local telecast of the playoff games. Would you rather be at the craft beer stand with Jesse drinking beer and signing autographs, or would you like to is there a little FOMO that you're not getting to call these games? Because it is a really fun time of the year, obviously.
It's a bummer. I mean, you do these games all season long. My games are down to 60 these days, but still, you're with the team and you're following the team, what's going on. And all of a sudden, the postseason hits and then you're sitting in the stands, you're watching it at home, and it's kind of a bummer. I would love to be able to do postseason baseball. I know that the only way you can do that now is on the radio.
People. Are you interested?
What kind of radio are you talking about? Are you talking about doing play by play or color for the actual game?
So I'll tell you this.
Call-in shows. I'm not doing that.
Well, no. doing our show is plenty of that. I understand scarred when you're done. You need a break from it.
Rock and I hanging out at my basement doing a live stream of the game. Yeah. Hell yeah.
The Jesse Nelson podcast.
To call it, Rock, if that's what you're doing.
I'm not into, taking calls and stuff. I'm afraid of what I would respond to some of the people, so I'll keep those opinions to myself.
This would be the opposite of your idea of a fantasy camp. I was telling the guys earlier, I was in the car, and obviously 620 WTMJ, our sister station, is the flagship. 100.5 ESPN Madison here has the games. Our Beaver Dam station, WBEV 95.3, has the games. And I was listening, and I love Jeff Levering. He's been a great friend of the show as well. He does a great job. Lane Grindle does a great job. But when the two of them are together, because they're not doing any TV, Levo's not doing TV either, They're kind of doing it together a little bit, but it's mostly just letting the guy talk. And I was thinking this, I swear to you, before Jesse even mentioned it today, I was like, why don't they get Rock in the booth to do color on the radio? So he's at least doing something, because your insights are valuable.
Yeah.
So do you want us to talk to some people? We can pull some strings. Yeah, we got power around here.
Give the Brewers a call. Tell them I would do radio. I would do some color on the radio if that's what you guys feel like you want me to do. I would love to do that, by the way.
Okay. And we're bringing people together.
So maybe we can get a petition going on. What do we need, about 500,000 signatures?
Yes, I'm going to go door-to-door with my little clipboard.
Yeah, I think it's an absolute bummer that, you know, the TV guys, you know, Brian has the opportunity. He does network stuff. I mean, and he deserves right. it. I've been watching him and, you know, all that. But, you know, me and Vinny and Dillard, you know, we just kind of like, we're in a stands. Not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, you kind of miss doing the games. You look at the game so much different. I'm sitting in my house watching a game. I say things I would never imagine saying on the air.
Can you give us one example, Rock?
I cannot, because a lot of it is, you know.
Next year.
This is why we need a live stream during the game.
I'm screaming watching the game, and it's like, you know, I wish I should do that. My last game, maybe it would be my last game if I did this on TV. Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan, you know. I love the Brewers. I mean, I was a Brewer player. I've been doing this for 31 years. Love the players. You know, the fans have been great, you know, and, you know, I'm invested, particularly when I'm at my house and I'm watching a game. I mean, my wife, she'll hear me screaming and yelling downstairs. And, you know, sometimes I wish I could do it on the air.
All right, Rock, we always appreciate your time. I had one last thing I wanted to ask you before we let you go. I saw Pat Murphy talking about, he was talking with Bob Costas, who Tausch is a big fan of, and they were...
Is he really?
I was being facetious.
Okay.
But he's a little smug sometimes. But he asked him about... he asked Murph about, like, how fundamentally sound this team is and how it's kind of got an old school feel. And Murph kind of turned the conversation around and instead talked about the people and the connectivity that this team has and how it's different. And I'm just curious, having been around, you just mentioned 31 years broadcasting, before that playing, like, everyone talks about chemistry and culture and all that stuff. Is this team different? Like, is it vastly different than teams you played on or teams that you called games for earlier? Like, is there something special about the people component about this team from what you've seen?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, I think every one of these guys, I mean, they're all quality individuals. There's not a player on this team that is not a great guy. I mean, they all love each other. They pull for each other. You know, you got Bowers, you got Hoskins. He didn't even make the roster for this series. But, you know, they all pull for each other. And they're all, you know, Pat Murphy and the coaching staff and Matt Arnold have these guys, you know, buying into the philosophy. They call it, you know, Matt, I love the way Murph called them the woodpeckers. They keep pecking away at you. They're you know, 6, 7, 8 pitch at bats, and they never feel like they're out of an inning. I mean, how many times? I mean, all the runs that they scored in game two were with two outs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, they had the 3 home runs. And, you know, I'll tell you what, that Andrew Vaughn game, that home run in the first inning in game two, I mean, that if he doesn't hit that home run, that is a completely different game the rest of the way. So that was that not only was a game changer, but it could be classified as a series changing home run. So, this is a different team. It's a lot of young guys. You know, the 18 team that went to the NLCS was a veteran team. The 82 team, a bunch of veteran guys. These guys bust their butts, you know, and you guys got like Sal Frelick. I mean, making that catch that he made yesterday, incredible stuff. I mean, he's been off the charts. Everyone, Terang, and the Durbin, and you know. But it all starts with a guy like Christian Yelich, a veteran guy that's been an MVP. He's done just about everything in baseball except for winning a World Series. He's into it. He's bought into the Pat Murphy thing. And Murph's been outstanding. He knows how to handle young guys, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that he spent a lot of his coaching career in college dealing with young players. Tough love, mm-hmm. pat on the back, whatever it might take. But that's kind of a long-winded way to say, yes, this is a different team, and I think you can expect more out of this team than you had in the past.
Rock, I will get you a recording of your introduction for future speaking engagements. We will talk to the powers that be. If we can get you, you know, get you in the booth, get warmed up, start drinking some tea, see if we can get you into the radio booth for the NLCS if and when they advance. And we'll probably be bugging you for the Jesse Nelson Basement podcast at some point as well.
Yeah, you know, off air, I'll give you the phone number of the guy to talk to about getting me on radio. So, okay.
I will. I mean it when I say it. I am all in on this. I would love to do it.
All right,
so just send me the owner's number. I'll take care of it. That is Bill Schroeder. We love him. He is a great friend to us, and I don't really have that much power, but I think that it's a great idea, and it would be great if we actually accomplished that. We do have some people
we can
talk to about
it. And you know what? A lot of times the simplest answer is the right one, and the fact that Pat Murphy hasn't named Peralta the starter, I think Rock's going to be right. And
I think
it
so
is going to be Ashby and not McGill. He couldn't have been more dismissive of Krantz's idea with McGill than he was.
He was like, very dismissive.
Quick. Is it something that we don't usually have on this show? Quick and decisive and right to the point. That was what rocked.
Nah, I think that's a terrible idea. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Krantz. Poor Krantz.
He'll never contribute to the show again.
He's the new hatch. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
As always, to Bill Schroeder, we are always smarter when we talk to him. And we always have a lot of fun in the process as well. Tough performance for him in the Bronx, that 0-for-5 with four strikeouts and a bouncer back to the pitcher that he was excited about making contact on. But he's so good.
Getting multiple texts, by the way, on the Carbless ESP at Wisconsin Talking text line saying, I would sign that petition.
Yeah,
to get him in the booth.
I'm not, as much as I would like to pretend like I'm important, I understand that I am not. But we do know people who are important.
In fairness, you just offered up a job that I wasn't sure you had the authority to.
I don't think I offered him up a job. I think I suggested.
Oh, check the tape, Jesse.
I did offer him to do a podcast with me, a live stream watching the game.
Yeah, and he shot that down as fast as
Krantz's idea.
Yes,
better chance of McGill starting tonight, according to Rock.
Don't blame him. All right, we need to get to the 11 o'clock hour, and apparently I have some texts to send. I'm happy to ask the question. I do not have any power to actually make it happen, and I know that. But there are people
who Rock and Dillard and Jesse doing a, you know, like an OKBN did
a players only like you did
a watch along on ESPN Hawaii, and it was a big success. You could add that in. Like I think there's a lot of ways, because I think Rock wants to go and just shoot from the hip. I don't think he wants to be under FCC regulations. I think he wants to just sit there in his chair. Jesse could be in. They don't even have to be in the same house, and it could just go. I think that'd be fun.
Having been in the same house with Jesse for a show, do you recommend that approach?
Yeah, I'd go back. I know Becca has banned me, but because I opened their freezer, even though that Jesse said
on
go
YouTube
around and show the house off.
You opened the one door that was closed. You said, let's go through that door and see what happens. Ah.
I could see how that would be controversial.
That's what happened. It's not like it went in your bedroom and started. Like, I didn't do any of that. It was in a meat locker.
You literally walked up to the bedroom and said, ah, so that's where the magic happens.
Brewer's magic. Yeah, get your towel. That's
magic brew.
Magic brew.
That's it.
That's exactly what you're referring
to. Get your mind out of the gutter all the time there, old boy.
I remember having that towel in July. Yeah.
All right, we need to get to the 11 o'clock hour. I need to tell you about Associated Bank. They're the bank of the Brewers. You get Brewers checking. You've got the Associated Bank gate at AmFam Field. If there were to be a Game 5, you could go through it. But most importantly, if you're an Associated Bank customer, you get the great customer service that we all love about them. Whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection, they've got you covered. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch in the 11 o'clock hour, and it starts in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.